This is Dr. David Michoulon. I am the Director of Research at the Depression Clinical and Research Program of the Massachusetts General Hospital and an Associate Professor of Psychiatry at Harvard Medical School. This topic will cover two clinical tools that we use in randomized clinical trials. In the past several years, there has been a growing concern about high placebo response rates in clinical trials, which has led to presumably active treatments failing to separate from placebo. This occurs even with medications that have supposedly been previously shown to be effective and are approved by the FDA. There are many different factors that may contribute to this phenomenon, but an important one has to do with the ability to select proper patients for clinical trials. These days, with so many clinical trial sites under pressure to recruit enough patients in a timely manner, there is a tendency to accept patients who may not be optimally suited for antidepressant trials. We at MGH have developed two instruments that are designed to help us select better patients for clinical trials. The goal is to maximize our chances of obtaining a greater separation between active treatments and placebo in cases where the experimental treatment is indeed effective. The SAFER is an instrument that helps to verify eligibility for studies based on a number of factors about the patient's presentation. SAFER is an acronym in which each letter stands for a different factor. S stands for state versus trait. This means that the depression should be an acute illness state rather than a chronic trait, as you might see with a personality disorder or with a very chronic depression that has become so ingrained as to now be a trait as opposed to a treatable and reversible condition. A stands for accessibility. This means that the patient should be able to answer questions accurately as they are asked with the diagnostic instruments used in the study, for example, the Hamilton D scale. F stands for face validity. This means that the depressive symptoms should be consistent with those that are listed in the DSM-4 and should affect behavior and function. E stands for ecological validity. This means that the symptoms should reflect how the illness presents in the real world of practice. For example, consider the duration of symptoms, their intensity, and their impact on the patient's life. Finally, R is the centerpiece of the SAFER, which we call the rule of the three Ps. This refers to pervasiveness, meaning that the symptoms should be present throughout most of the day in multiple settings, for example, at work, at home, and so forth. Persistence means the symptoms should be present most or all days during the depressive episode. And pathology means that symptoms should represent a change from the patient's non-depressed baseline state and should be disruptive to the patient's function. The SAFER allows us to exclude patients who are not likely to respond to a short-term biological intervention, such as an antidepressant clinical trial. Typical patients who may fail the SAFER may include those with a characterological depression, as we might see with a personality disorder, or cases of a situational depression, for example, grief over the loss of a loved one. Also, patients whose depression may be due to nonspecific causes, for example, medications that may cause side effects that mimic depression, or comorbid illnesses that may produce depressive symptoms. This will also exclude patients who cannot answer our clinical questions in a clear and unambiguous manner. Next, I will discuss the Antidepressant Treatment Response Questionnaire, or ATRQ. Eligibility for clinical trials often rests in part on the degree of treatment resistance as based on past antidepressant trials. The ATRQ is used to determine whether past antidepressant medications have worked for the patient and whether they were adequately administered. Adequacy in this context refers to the proper duration of the antidepressant trial and proper dose. It also takes patient adherence with treatment into account. In brief, an adequate trial must be at least 6 weeks at a dose that is deemed therapeutic based on the medication package insert and must have had good compliance. In general, an improvement of less than 50% over baseline is considered a non-response. One important issue is to differentiate between a failed trial, meaning the medication didn't work, and poop out or tachyphylaxis, which means that the medication did work for a while and then lost efficacy. We often handle these two situations differently when we are assessing eligibility for a clinical trial. We have developed a decision tree to help us with these terms. If the patient improved less than 50% on a given antidepressant, this is considered a failed trial. If the patient improved more than 50%, then this is considered a response. If the medication then loses efficacy, this is considered a poop out, but does not count as a failed trial per se. In such a case, if we increase the dose for at least 4 weeks after a poop out, or add a second medication for at least 3 weeks, or switch to another agent for at least 6 weeks, all of these count as new antidepressant trials. Nowadays, many clinical trials specify a range of how many failed antidepressant trials are allowed prior to admission. This is either because the investigators or sponsors may not want patients who have a history of too much treatment resistance, or conversely, because they are specifically targeting a more treatment refractory population. The ATRQ instrument can therefore help us to make these determinations more effectively.